You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Joe Moore. Local schools have a lot on their plate when it comes to preparing students for life, a career, and college. But what about those students who won't go on to higher education? For many, the answer used to be vocational education. Now, Fresno Unified School Board member Brooke Ashton joins us. He's pushing for return to what used to be known as vocational education, now often known as career technical education. Brooke joins us in our studio today. Brooke Ashton, welcome.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me today.
How does career technical education differ from what many of us used to know as vocational education classes that were around when we were in high school?
You know, it's potato, potato. It used to be way back when people would know it as the regional occupational jobs, right? Regional occupational program, ROP. Then it went to voc ed, and now the political term is CTE.
So essentially we're talking about the same thing.
Identical.
So what happened? We're talking about pushing for more of this in our schools as a response to those kids who might not have college in their future. That leads one to believe that in some way, somewhere along the way, it went away or was reduced. What is the story that brings us to where we are today?
Well, a couple of different things happened. I mean, from all the way back from the 90s of Race to the Top to No Child Left Behind to now we're sitting in Common Core. And so the approach that every kid goes to college, we're not saying today that every kid shouldn't go to college. What we're saying is that every child that comes through our system should be career ready for whatever that is. That means that some of those kids are going to go to college. The proposition that we are proposing is to have a high school state center joint venture on the same campus. So it won't be called a high school, and it also won't be called a junior college. It'll be called an academy, if you will, that you would go to if you're a junior, you would qualify to go there. We're just not going to take the worst of the worst or the best of the best. We're going to have some sort of testing measure, and somewhere to come full circle, somewhere down the line, somebody decided that it wasn't advantageous to be an electrician, or it wasn't great to be a diesel technician, or working in the ag industry for water or drilling or pumps, or to be a police officer or firefighter just isn't the, you know, a cool thing, or it's a second tier type of a job. And unfortunately, I mean, we kind of look at voc ed in this country as a second-class citizen, if you will. The reality is that those people are your neighbors, and those people normally are making more money than guys coming out of college. They make a lot of money.
How do you think the district is doing right now in terms of the vocational or career technical programs that it offers? You currently have Duncan Polytechnic. I know they have a construction management program, some other things there. How would you assess where the district is today?
I would definitely tell you that Duncan Polytech does some fantastic work. They're not making career-ready applicants. We're not. You couldn't take a and it's not designed to do this as well. But you couldn't take a kid coming out of Duncan Polytech and say, "Okay, now go. Here's a set of plans. Now go build me this for Fowler Packing." They can't do it. They're not set up to do that. Or you can't say, we've got this automotive program here. Here's a problem with this Tier 4 diesel motor. Please go fix it. They can't do that. The basics they're getting. Duncan Polytech was promised $6 million out of Measure Q. Hasn't arrived yet. Measure Q's been around almost 5 years.
This is the school bond that voters approved to fund renovations and new construction throughout the district. We've seen it at Fresno High, Hoover, Edison, and other places.
Bullard, yeah, it's everywhere. So that's the property tax assessment bond that has been approved, and we are seeing definitely the results. So $6 million of that money was designed to go to Duncan Polytech. Hasn't happened yet. So what is the difference? The difference is that no shipping department. So you can build the greatest facility in the world with the greatest product that you could ever imagine, have the nicest workforce, the cleanest floors, the greatest HR department. But the reality is this. If you don't ship your product, you're out of business. And Fresno Unified doesn't ship a product. And we've got to get to the point where we're not only shipping college-ready kids. You know, our graduation rates are going up. But we need to ship the kids that want to work with their hands, that have the ability to master some of the skills that the Valley really needs.
So why not take that $6 million and put it towards Duncan or an existing campus? Why do you feel a new facility outside of the traditional structure is so important?
Well, Duncan, the $6 million is designed for Duncan. It's going to go to Duncan.
Okay, so you're talking about taking that away.
No. We're not going to redistribute. We're not going to cannibalize the system. So why not put it at different schools? And I've had this question a lot, it's a great question. So why not just why we got to build a new facility? Why don't we just reinvent what we have? First of all, there's nothing to reinvent because those systems, the wood shop, the metal shop, the auto shop, they're gone. If you go to any of the high schools, they're non-existent. Those buildings are gone. Those programs are gone. But what we've learned from industry is that economies of scale matter. And what I mean by that is that if you could localize one location to where you could have people come to that one location. So let's just say that when we get this thing built, we're going to have 11th and 12th graders that are going to come from all over the district. They're going to go 11th and 12th grade, and they're going to be able to do one of five things or all of five things. So they can train to be a police officer, firefighter. They can train to be an electrician. They can train to be a welder. They can train to work in ag for water, pumps, irrigation. They can also train to be a diesel technician for work on Tier 4 motors. So it's a universal trade which we're doing. So they'll go 11th and 12th grade. They'll walk out one door, walk into the next door. They'll be in junior college. Then they'll really get to master the trade for two more years. And so what we envision is that this will happen between 8 and, say, 2:30 or 3 o'clock in the morning, in the early morning. And then from 4 to 9 or 3:30 to 8:30 at night, you know, if you wanted to come in and say, hey, I really want to be a welder, but I got a day job, right? So we will take you. We will train you. You'll be able to do aluminum, steel, stainless, TIG, MIG, I mean, whatever it is, you'll be able to train for these things. So what we're really saying is that we think that there is a huge gap in our educational system. We think that there is a huge gap in poverty and homelessness. And we believe that if we can educate these people and give them a job, that we can truly change the face of Fresno County.
Now, you have a background in the business world and a lot of different parts of the business world. One of the concerns that I remember hearing about a decade ago or so was the alignment of what the programs are, whether it's workforce training or at the community colleges or at a school district, and what the actual needs of the workforce are in the real world. How important is that from your perspective as a business owner, and then looking at how you plan this and look at those various fields so that you don't you're training people for jobs that actually exist?
Well, we definitely don't want to miss the mark, and what you're talking about is exactly on the mark, because if you take State Center right now, they are producing 3,000 nursing assistants a year. 3,000. And so the problem with that is there's only 300 jobs. There's 300 jobs for 3,000 people every year. So we can't impact. We need to really make sure that we measure twice and we cut once. And so what we've done is we've gone to the business leaders in the community. We've gone to the ag people. We've gone to the farmers. We've gone to the manufacturers. And we've said, tell us what you need. Tell us tell us if what we see is what you're seeing. And they have agreed. The Fresno Business Council is on board with us. And we think that we've got a unique public-private partnership, that we're going to have guys like Grundfos at the table, Fowler Packing at the table, Mike Betts from Bett Springs at the table. And these guys are ready to hire people. Caglia, you know, the host of Caglia Families companies. We've got a host of people at the table, Caterpillar, Snap-on. These guys are all saying, this is what we need, because this is a unit. If you'll train these kids, these young men, these young women, in one or more of these five trades, they will never be hungry.
You've currently got this group of local business leaders, elected officials, and others who are meeting, I guess, somewhat informally, looking at how you take this on from a collaborative approach beyond just Fresno Unified, because I guess I gather from what you're saying, this is not something that is just going to be FUSD owning this facility. You want community buy-in. What is this process like where you're meeting right now and describe who's at the table.
Well, I've been able to form a group of elected officials that are, you know, from the County Board of Supervisors. We have a couple of them at the table. We've got to be very, very careful that we don't violate any Brown Act laws. So we can't have majority of any type of boards. And it's been a little touchy because some guys are like, you know, hey, I really want to be on that committee, but you know, we say, hey, we got too many. We can't. So until we get to the point where we have a public meeting, then and maybe you can host that for us. But you know, until we have a public meeting, we really can't bring everybody on board. But we've got the entire city council in one way or another is 100% behind it. The mayor, the county board of supes, I haven't heard one say that they're not for it. The Fresno Business Council, the district attorney. You might say, well, why is the district attorney, the police chief at the table? They are because they understand that if you give a person a job, that they won't steal from you. They won't rob you. You give them a sense of pride, right? So in order to change the dropout rates, in order to change the way that the different margins take place between the different demographics which hit Fresno County, you have to educate people and give them a sense of pride and work of getting that paycheck.
So how do you pay for this, both to build it and to operate it?
It's a fantastic question. We've already paid for it. So Measure Q was passed for $280 million. We've spent $190 million of it. We've got $85 million sitting there in Measure Q, $18 million in Measure Q. This is just Fresno Unified, was specifically earmarked for CTE, Career Tech Education. State Center has another $31 million from their last bond in 2002, and $31 million of it is specifically designated for CTE. Now, it was designated for their South Campus, which is not going to happen for a variety of reasons. One, it's going to cost them way too much money to bring the infrastructure. Two, it's outside now with the new general plan. It's outside the sphere of influence. It's not going to happen. It can't happen. And so they've got a real dilemma. How do they go to the voters here in 2016 with another $400 million bond, stating that with their last bond, they said we're going to do CTE. With their last bond, they said they were going to do police and fire academy. Where is it? You know, if they do not come to the table, which I believe they will, and the trustees are there, they say they have the votes to carry it, they're going to have real egg on their face when they show up in, you know, June or November of 16. It's going to be a bad day for them. I can't believe the voters are going to pass that again.
So in some way, both your district and state center are in a similar situation in that you have some money you need to spend. If you pool it together, maybe you have a bigger bang for your buck.
We have a huge bang, but more importantly, we've aligned curriculum. So our curriculum will align perfectly with State Center. So, for instance, you say, why not Duncan Polytech? Because if you go to Duncan Polytech and you take automotive, you are not guaranteed a spot in automotive at State Center. It doesn't exist. And, in fact, you're backlogged. They don't have the ability to take you through there. So if when we build this new center, you will be guaranteed a spot to be able to move efficiently like it was just butter from one door to the next door, and you're in the system, you're moving. And to go to a community college is cheap. So how do you pay for this? Well, one, we're going to pay for the facilities and we're going to do the FF&Es, which are, you know, furniture, fixtures, equipment, through the bond measures. Two, through average daily attendance, we're going to be able to pick up some of that. And then three, you have to pay for your units when you go to State Center. So whether that happens down the road with the president's agenda that we're going to give free community college or whether you got to pay for it, the facility will pay for itself. And especially when you see the results, it's a bold adventure. I'm not going to tell you it's not. It's a bold adventure. Nobody's done this in the United States. I can't figure out why. It makes so much sense to me that we should be educating these kids on how to function in society.
Brooke Ashton is our guest today on Valley Edition. You mentioned paying for it and also some of the challenges that faced vocational education in years past. And even to the present day, you have all these competing goals and directives, the education code, now Common Core. How do you make this fit with all of the other things a high school is supposed to do?
Well, you have your sophomore and freshman sophomore year, and you can accomplish almost all of your A through G. So those are the requirements to graduate and to go into college. And so the reality is this, is that some of these classes that we're talking about will also have soft skills to them. So they'll have the communication component. They'll have the English component. I mean, you're going to need to learn how to read and write and do it efficiently. We're just not going to send out welders that can't read plans. You can read plans is one thing, but to be able to read the side notes and say, what exactly does this mean? You know, to be able to use a ruler and say 1 inch equals 1/8, or to be able to convert scales on plans. Those are big deals. And unless you've got the background and the backup information, we're not going to produce robots that can't read. We are going to produce kind of like the CART model, where you produce a very well-rounded candidate for success.
That's the Center for Advanced Research and Technology, a collaboration between Fresno Unified and Clovis Unified. Brooke Ashen joining us today. So what's the next step as this group that's meeting, and then where do you go from here? Do you go to the school board? Is there a vote looming? Is there a deadline?
Well, we've got, you know, we see a 12 to 18 month program to put in place. Our superintendent, Mike Hansen, is currently in Germany looking. He's traveling with the Secretary of Education. And they are specifically looking at CTE, vocational ed. And the Europeans do it very, very differently. They pick up voc ed early, and they train people. And the Germans are known to be the most precision engineers on the planet. And so we're looking at that system. He's going to come back with some ideas for us. He's going to come back with a timeline plan on how we're going to put this in place, when we're going to put this in place. Meanwhile, the very generous people that hold office in Fresno County, they are all 100% supportive. We'll be meeting monthly to get updates on where we're going. There's not one person at this table that's going to let this thing go.
We have just a couple minutes left before we go. Where do parents and students fit into this right now? Because you can do, you can build the best facility, but if the demand isn't there, if the meeting the needs of those who are actually the ones in the programs aren't there, I'm not sure that would be a good solution. Where do they fit into this process?
Well, obviously, you know, you're out of business without a client, and I understand that. I own multiple businesses, and I understand the customer owner relationship. And they are our customer. Where do they fit in? And I can tell you that everywhere I've gone and every person I've talked to, they all say, I would do that. We need that. And not only do we need it, we want it. And we need it now. And so the demand is there. The demand for the job is there. The manufacturers, the workforce, employers are screaming for help. They're saying, give us qualified help. And so until we get to the point where Fresno Unified has a shipping department along with State Center, we're going to stay in the same doldrums that we're at now of high unemployment, high poverty, high crime.
Our guest today has been Brooke Ashen. He's a member of the Fresno Unified School District Board of Trustees, talking about plans for a new career technical education high school in collaboration with the State Center Community College District. Committee is currently meeting and looking at plans for this. Brooke, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.